I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News, speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, we're in the second half of August. You can really feel the season changing, especially out on the water. So it's time to talk bonito. For people who don't know, explain for us, please, what a bonito is and why they're so special.
Absolutely. Bonito are one of our late summer visitors to Cape Cod waters. They arrive usually in August and then will disappear by mid-October. They're a member of the tuna and mackerel families, so like a typical tuna, they're built for speed. They're streamlined fish, they've got smooth skin, and then the hard forked tail that you see that really just propels them through the water incredibly fast. Kind of a metallic silver in color, greenish-yellow along the back. Some people even call them green bonito. And they have some horizontal black stripes as well along the back to help identify them. They don't get real big, typically around 5 pounds, so the reason they're prized by sport fishermen, it's not a matter of size. It's really their fighting ability. They fight very hard, and they're incredibly fast. One of the things, if you ever hook a bonito, you'll notice is that they'll change direction. So they'll be swimming away from you, and then all of a sudden they'll come directly toward you, and you have to reel very fast. It feels almost like you've lost them, and then all of a sudden you bring up all the slack line and find out you're still connected.
So one of the things about bonito that's such a challenge is finding them. Tell us about where to find bonito.
Well, bonito arrive from the south and from offshore, so the first place they'll show up in early August is usually the south side of Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket. And there's a couple locations that are known bonito spots. One is called the Hooter. It's named after the buoy at the entrance to Muskeget Channel, so that's about 3 miles south of Martha's Vineyard. And then another spot is the Bonito Bar, which is on the southwest corner of Nantucket. And that's usually the first place they show up. From there, they'll filter into Vineyard Sound and Nantucket Sound. They can show up in Woods Hole, on some of the shoals in Vineyard Sound, such as Hedge Fence and Squash Meadow. And in some years, if it's a good year, they'll even filter up into Buzzards Bay and as far north as the Cape Cod Canal.
So what's your strategy for going after them? How are you going to catch a bonito?
Well, bonito eats small fish, so any lure that's a small minnow-type lure will usually work. Trolling is very popular for them, and trolling is dragging a lure behind the boat. You can put out 3 or 4 lures and drag them at a high speed behind the boat. And because bonito are so fast, you control at a fast speed, and that makes sure that you catch the bonito instead of dealing with bluefish, which are also often mixed in with them. You can also cast for bonito, especially if you get to a spot and you see the bonito chasing bait to the surface. Very popular to pull up and cast, for example, small metal jigs to them. And then probably the ultimate challenge is to try and get one on a fly rod. It's not easy to do, but if you can find some feeding and cast a fly into them, it's an incredible fight on a fly rod.
I know if people are walking along the shoreline and they see a group of boats just sitting out on the water, not looking like they're doing much of anything, at this time of year, they're often waiting for the bonito to surface, right?
Yeah, that's a technique that we call run-and-gun fishing, where the boats will sit around and kind of watch and see if the bonito come to the surface, and then when they do, that's when they all power up the boats and run right over and try and get on them and get a cast into them. If there's not a lot of boats, it can work out, but when you have a lot of boats trying to go to the same place very fast, a lot of times it can cause tempers to flare, and it doesn't always work out well.
So before I let you go, let me ask you, reports of bonito yet?
We have had plenty of reports of bonito around the Vineyard in Nantucket, definitely on the south sides of the island at the Hooter and the Bonito Bar, and starting to also get some reports of bonito in Vineyard Sound. And besides the bonitos, south of the islands, guys who are willing to venture a little bit south of the islands, you're starting to see mahi, white marlin, and longfin albacore tuna. So it's a little bit of a ride, but it's some cool species that you don't hear about all the time in New England.
Mahi and albacore, wow. For more on fishing the Cape and Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.